It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Well, I'm a lot more mellow today, because I may work myself up to a froth, but what is it about time that when you get older, it seems like 2 weeks go by and it's only a day? And when you're young, you know, time seems to go too slow. You can't wait to get older. And when you're bored, or you're in pain, or you're in trouble, time seems to be agonizing. What is this about time? Or is our consciousness relative to it? Or is it relative to us? But the thing is, we need to spend it wisely, don't you think, the little time we have on this earth? And most of you do not, I'm afraid. And that's why you create your own problems, and you make the problems other people give you a lot worse by your overreacting to it. Would you like to call me and start the program off? I don't bite. I'm really a nice fellow. I don't mean to hurt you. I mean to help you to overcome the hurt other people give you. The number to call is 800-866-8883. Now, I know a lot of you are looking for happiness and security, etc., etc., but there does not exist such a thing as security and happiness. Doesn't exist. And I'd like you to call me and ask me why. So if you make these your goals, you're actually looking for a big disappointment. Those goals are selfish ones. We need to talk about, well, there is a goal. There is a goal, a purpose-driven life. There is one goal that will supply all the things you need. Well, you know, there's a good book said something about that. It comes to me. The Father in heaven knoweth what you need before you ask. And something about, do not strive for what you eat or what you should put on. The lilies of the field, they sow not, nor do they reap. But Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed as one of these. And that's good points. And considering that the New Testament wasn't written down until 40 years later, I don't even know if the apostles were alive. Then 40 or 50 years later, it's ridiculous. They never wrote anything. Why wait 40 years? It's a mystery, isn't it? And then Jesus never left any written words because he knew what people would do with it. They would sort of interpret it differently. But there's something he did leave behind. And I've got a little bit of it. And you've got a little bit of it. It's called salvation. And I don't want to sound wax religious because I'm not a verse and chapter person. I'm a minister, maybe, but not one who wears it on his sleeve or around his neck. I want to be believed because I'm believable. That's all. And not because I'm cleverly believable like a con artist who can spin lies. It's easy to believe people who are liars. They're much more believable than truth tellers. Actually, truth tellers are much more, honest people are much more threatening. Lying is compatible with most people because we even tell ourselves little lies. They call excuses. So the tendency for people to do things wrong and to make an excuse for it is like making your own truth and making what's wrong right. And isn't that the root of our problem? It goes right back to the story of Paradise Lost. What have you done? Have you eaten of the fruit? No, Eve made me do it. You see, that's the worst thing. The worst thing. But you do it. You make excuses as easy as you breathe. After a while, you may not be able to breathe that much because each excuse is a drop of blood, a little piece of life lost. The diminishing ability or diminishing consciousness of reality, sort of lying in the face of common sense that was given to you at birth. Would you like to call me and discuss some intelligent discussion with me? Meaning, I got a problem? Because it's going to go back to things like that. I'm going to ask you some awkward questions, and sort of you make cringe, but if you're brave enough to step up to the pulpit and confess your little sins, just tell me the symptom, that's all. I'll give you a clue to your clueless self. All right? We'll be right back. 866-8883, 10 to midnight, West Coast time. I'm Roy Masters, and the program number is 4672. Copies of these programs are available. Again, I shall take my calls, 866-8883, and call 10 to midnight, West Coast time, and we get refeeds. If you enjoy this program and you get caught in the middle and you want to hear the beginning, you have an opportunity, 12 to 2 in the morning, on XM, and the website, FHU.com. I was listening to Ronald Reagan. Someone gave me a little CD on Ronald Reagan. I actually broke down crying. What a noble man that was. And I just wrote some things down. He says, freedom is the right to speak up and change convention. Freedom, take the offense to where it belongs. The offensive to where it belongs. It's great stuff. Evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. Lovely! And it came out of him so easily and so effortlessly. I can't imagine where we'd be if Mr. Gore was, you know, the president. I can't imagine the mess we'd be in today. I saw all the messes of Jimmy Carter, too. I mean, I didn't know he solicited the support of the Soviet Union to beat Ronald Reagan. He actually solicited the help of the enemy, I mean our mortal enemy during the Cold War, because he thought Ronald Reagan was dangerous. Can you believe that? But now you see where he's coming from. He's the friend of the enemy. Can't you see that? You've got to be very careful who you elect. And so in order for you to be careful of who you elect, because I'm not going to tell you who to elect, but you have to see clearly. And you can't see clearly if you're a liar. And you lie to yourself. Because that means that, well, you've taken on the nature of somebody else. You know, when you do things wrong, you've actually taken the nature on of another person. You're not you. The real you doesn't lie. The real you loves truth. So what got into you? You ever heard the expression, what get into me? What came over you? I'm not myself lately. Well, who the hell are you? So that being said, not knowing who the heaven or hell you are, you make an excuse. That something makes an excuse. And where do the excuses come from? Do you manufacture them? Try stop making an excuse. Try stop thinking negative thoughts. You cannot. Well, now, if you are the originator of thought, why can't you stop it? And if you make your mind go blank, what would you think with? Who would give you your next impulse or thought? So we have a quandary, a difficult thing to comprehend here. You know, where does our life come from? Our purpose come from? Only two places: the good from the good side of us, if we can get back to it, or the bad side of us that has taken us over. Nearly every human being on Earth has a dark side, and for most of their life, they live it out. In some way or another, either as a tyrant, I mean, a bully. Strong before the weak, weak before the strong, you know. Man goes to work and a man has a business. He has a fight with his wife. He gets beaten. He gets upset, takes his upset out on the foreman. The foreman takes that out on the worker. The worker takes it out on his wife. The wife takes it out on the kids. Little kids take it out on the smaller kids, and so on and so forth. Everybody is a bully and a coward, depending on, you know, the strong before the weak, weak before the strong, and you're not aware of the role you're playing, actually. And that's why having such a coarse society. And so, there's something gets in us, and we just don't see it because we rationalize. We rationalize, we reason the wrong away. It's called an excuse. And where's that excuse come from? Excuse is a lie, you know. It's a lie that is the truth to the lie, to the self gone wrong. And see that because you feel what it feels, and you think what it feels, and it thinks through you, and you think you're. And you think it thinks as you, and you think that's you, and it isn't. When you become aware that your thoughts are not your thoughts and your feelings are not your feelings, and that you're actually living out someone else's or something else's life on purpose, and that's why you suffer and feel depressed and hopeless and full of despair and sickness, and then end up putting your life in the hands of others, welfare, doctors, whatever it might be, it gets worse because they don't know what to do with your life. They can't give you direction. They can't even give you advice. They can't even give themselves advice. They went to school to give it. So, you know, they got it from somebody else. It's not of themselves. So the thing is, but my job here today is not to make you dependent on me. You can listen to me and enjoy me if you want to. But my job is to make you free from me and free from everybody else who has manipulative power, so you have a clarity of seeing and a life of meaning. Now, when you have a life of meaning, you have security. And I started off by saying there's no such thing as security. There's no such thing as a goal of happiness. Nothing can fulfill you on the outside. And actually, there's no such thing as love on the outside. You can't get love from people. Shouldn't be wanting it because they want some themselves. If you want some and they want some, well, then that doesn't make any sense. If they haven't got it to give and they want it from you and you haven't got it to give and you want it from them, it's going to be a big disappointment. You both think you're rich people and you find out when you get married or you get hitched up and bonded, obligated to each other and full of expectation that neither one of you have it to give. You're both manipulating. Now do you understand where we're going? This is a very confusing world. And so you need a little talk with Papa here. 866-8883. We'll take our first call. We're going to go to Sandra here. 866-8883. That's an 800 number, 10 to midnight West Coast time. And I'm waiting for your calls as we take our first call. Sandra, a broken heart. Hello. Sandra, are you there?
I'm here. Yes, Roy.
No, you sound forlorn and sad, and I'm not going to give you any comfort, you know.
Well, I don't know if I'm looking for comfort.
Yeah, you are, because you have it's in your voice.
Is it?
Yes. Buck up now. Cheer up. You'll soon be dead. Just kidding.
Some days I'm strong, then other days I like have a relapse.
The only thing is, unless you understand what's making you weak, the good days will get shorter, and the bad days gets longer, and then you're in a deep depression. So you have to find out what's making the good days into bad ones with increasing rapidity. Because every time you get upset, it's easy to get upset.
Right.
Each time you get disappointed, it's easy to be disappointed and upset. And so on until you're disappointed and upset all the time over nothing. As a matter of fact, you're so used to being upset, you have to invent things to upset if there's nothing to upset you.
That makes a lot of sense.
It doesn't make sense, but it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And that's the sequence, that's all.
I've prayed to overcome this bitterness and resentfulness.
I know, because you got too much invested in mere flesh.
Yes.
So don't you see? You put your faith.
Let it go and.
Well, but just look. Are you a Christian lady? Most people call me a Christian people.
Yes.
Which is very, very delightful. At least they want to be Christians, even if they're not.
Well, I am a Christian lady.
And, well, you want to be, don't you?
Yes.
But at this moment, you're not. But you know what? Well, I'll give you, I'm Jewish, I'll give you a Christian quote. Who shall love his mother or father or sister or brother more than me is not worthy of the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Right.
So you've put something, you put a human being before, you know, what's right. You've invested of your, you put this person on a pedestal. And you made it, actually, when you do that, when you put somebody up there to lift you up by identification, you've made them into a god. But secretly, without you even realizing what part of the problem you are, you've actually become a god maker greater than the god you made to love you back. And that person who loves you back will either drain you and exploit you because they're not god. There's something wrong with them that's being nurtured by something wrong with you. You see,
that's
something
exactly
missing in them.
I can't believe I've even invested like almost 10 years of my life with someone like this.
Well, you're ten foolish years.
I know.
You make the same mistake over and over again, thinking to have a different outcome, and that's insanity.
I know.
Yes.
I know. I need to pray to forgive people.
No, that's not the way to do it. The Father in heaven knoweth what you need before you ask. Now, isn't that sensible? So what are you going to pray for? Don't you have what you need? As I talk to you, as this moment, mm-hmm. as I talk to you, I'm trying to remind you that when you were born, you were much closer to it. What you need to make you happy, although there's no such thing as happiness in this real world, but what you have it, what you need. To be a complete human being. But because of an unhappy childhood or something similar, you got angry and lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Angry at parents. That's why it says honor your mother and father, whether they're honorable or not. But that's a difficult thing for a young person to understand. Nobody explains it anyway. The Christian ministry and the rabbis don't explain it properly. So there goes a wonderful opportunity to grow up better instead of bitter. But usually imperfect lives, perfect childhoods, imperfect families, imperfect parents, breed contemptuous and angry and dependent children, weak children who take the side of and the identity of one parent or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And you did, didn't you?
There was a lot of dysfunction in my life.
I know, but didn't you take the side of one parent or the other, or hate one and love the other?
Well, I think I love both of them, but I also had a lot of, I think I felt like I needed to love my parents, even though they did.
And all of that, but you felt like you needed to love them, but a child isn't made to love their parents. The parents are made to love the children, to give the children an example of what love is.
Right.
And not to disappoint them and make them responsible to love the parent.
Right.
Just to keep saving the parent. So
I
salute you for your noble motive, but that's not possible.
I know. But that has carried through to my adult life.
Thank you. It carries through, and therefore you can pick a man that looks like they have a need for you, because that's the one you pick. One has a need mm-hmm. for your services, because you need to love something that appreciates you where your parents didn't.
Well, this person didn't appreciate my love either. But
well, why did you? But that frustrated you, didn't it?
Yes,
because you invested. You thought that you could. See, the idea is you projected into that person, the idea that he is a person who needs you, mm-hmm. and somehow you can heal him. You have a love and that could help him. You could see his weakness. And you wouldn't marry a perfect man or more perfect man because they wouldn't need you. You need to be needed because you have a need to love. You're a person like you try to love your parents, so now you didn't do a very good job and they didn't appreciate it. So you found someone who you thought might, and that person had to be needy.
Yeah.
And all you did was feed his selfishness.
Yeah.
And contempt for you, and you for him. Now, this is the dynamic of every human being on earth.
Do I go on waiting for an apology from this person?
No, you don't. What you do is you I don't think you. I think you're missing my point. I'm saying that really you need to find your Christ first. You need to go on a search, mm-hmm. but he's within you. He's not outside in a book. That's just history. What you need to do is find the mystery, and if you go to my website, I got a CD that will just walk you through it. It's just the little steps of learning to be still and experiencing, letting the truth in, knocking on the door, mm-hmm. and the door opens inside, and something comes into you that's called love.
Mm-hmm.
And that will make you a complete person. And you don't, so that's what Jesus meant when he says anyone who loves his father or mother or girlfriend or boyfriend, he didn't say that, but more than me, anyone before me, is not worthy of the kingdom because you got it backwards. You cannot look for the love in the world because the love of the world makes you God's enemy, and that's what you've become.
Right.
Therefore, you're angry, and the angrier you are at this God that you've elected having disappointed you, the more separated you are from the real God, and therefore you have a conscience and anxiety following you.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore you're angry and think you're righteously so. See that? And that anger creates a greater need, a separation from God, and a greater need to put him on a pedestal or to sit in judgment of him, or then feeling guilty for the judgment, wanting to him to come on his hands and knees and say he's sorry and kiss and make up, or to start all that would happen and start all over again, because you forgive him, you become a forgiving God again, and then because you don't have the power to redeem a person with your forgiveness, human forgiveness can't cure anybody.
Right. Well, through all of this, I am back in church.
But the church won't help you either.
I know that.
Who can help you? Me.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're calling me.
I know. Hello, yeah, I know.
I want to tell my producer something. Are you there, Patrice? I can't. I've lost the connection to the studio, and I can't get through.
Okay,
I'm just telling my... Play back what you've discovered. I don't want you to play back what I said, just what you see.
I just need to look within myself.
What does that mean, do you think?
I need to be still and know, like you say.
The Bible says it. Your Christian teachings tell you that, but they don't give you the instructions, do they?
No, they don't.
I will. What you need is a little set of instructions, and it's really simple. But that was taken out of your Bible. Lots of things have been taken out of the Bible, and it's been rewritten and rewritten, so no wonder you got 27 versions of it. Okay. So look, how about your common sense lived, listen to this, common sense lived is faith.
Mm-hmm.
But the common sense that is entangled with thoughts and feelings is doubt. I'll give you another one, which is very similar.
Okay.
Let's see. Can't think of it now. It just went out of my head. But anyway, that's one of them. And I was going to give you another one. Common sense lived is faith. And, well, worry is a substitute for faith. It's a false faith, a negative faith. It's the intellect or the ego struggling for a solution as if it could give it to itself.
Well, that's it. I am struggling for a solution.
No, there is no solution.
Very frustrating.
No, yeah, but there's the frustration, and the frustration feeds a loop of anger,
mm-hmm.
and which comes back to frustration again.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting something and thinking, making the same mistake, coming back to wanting it to be good and complete and getting back what you thought you had but lost and never had it in the first place. And never will. That's very disappointing because, I just ruined everybody's day. They're just about to get married.
Well, they really need to think about it long and hard.
They do, don't they?
Yes, they do.
All right.
I have nothing against marriage. I don't.
No, nothing. As long as you don't jump into bed before you're married.
Right.
And as long as you learn to not to misuse your wife or undermine your husband.
Absolutely.
See what I mean? Because that's what happens. Men overuse their wives for their pleasure. And women, feeling like they're being used and abused, secretly hate their husbands for it, but give in anyway.
Right.
And then get even with them by going back and buying things.
I know. It's
spending
like
his money.
It is.
Isn't it horrible? But this is the typical inhuman nature, and it doesn't say much of the human race.
Right, unfortunately.
We need to transcend it. That's why I ask you, why don't you just let this man go? You made a mistake.
Okay.
You're not married to him.
No.
No children. No children.
Pardon me?
No children.
No.
Well,
have a daughter.
But not with him.
No.
I think how old is your daughter?
My daughter is 30, and she's very independent and self-sufficient.
Well, I think it's about time you became independent.
I know, absolutely.
And we'll get on with your life and become very rich and send me 10%.
Okay. Thanks for talking to me, Roy.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Who's next? Let me make a break here. Can you put a commercial break in there while I can talk to my producer? Go.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want you to imagine for a minute that you have a job where the person you work for decides that day whether or not he will pay you for the work that you've done. Essentially, that is exactly what happens with Roy Masters. Every day he does a radio program, and you, the listener, are like his employer. And you decide whether or not you will support the radio program and the work that Roy Masters has just done. If you're interested in supporting the foundation, you can purchase every radio show that you hear. Just listen for the number, and if you're not sure what it is, call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227, Monday through Friday, regular business hours, Pacific time. Or visit the website at fhu.com. Be a good employer. Please make sure that you support Roy Masters and the work that he is doing for you.
Yeah, not only for you, for other people too. Okay, now we're going to take another call, 866-8883. That's an 800 number, 866-8883, 10 to midnight, West Coast time. And look how I talked to that lady. And it's very simple, but it's hard to see. It's very hard to... Pardon? I'll get just 2 minutes of the break, do I? All right, well then, I'll just waltz everybody up to the break and take David after the break. Let me give you the address of the Foundation of Human Understanding and the telephone number of the office, would you? It was nice to hear from you, but, you know, you might want to buy a book or something. I've got 17 books up there, and 3 of them you can read on the web. How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, read it. Just like going through a bookstore and reading the whole book. You can read the whole book up there. And How to Conquer Negative Emotion. Those are my 2 best books. I mean, the first ones I ever wrote, but they're basic, very basic. And I think you'll love it. It's like walking on glass, actually, when you read it. Because any page you open, you can see a problem. Exactly what it is, because your problem is always the same thing multiplied exponentially. Exactly the same cause. When you understand the cause... Very simple. It's just one simple thing, broken relationship with your true self, a bonding with non-true selves, others, other than true self. And it's a bondage. And anger is in the loop, resentment. So that's the hypnotic emotion. But anyway, you can read all those. And there's an interesting book up there called Finding God in Physics that I published 10 years ago. And there's something on physics I want to talk to you about after the break, but I don't have time right now. I might slip it in because it's not an important part of the program, but is important for saving this country, believe it or not. So I'll keep that as close to my chest until I find an opportunity to tell you what it is. We'll be right back. This is program number 4672. I'm Roy Masters with Advice Line.
Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology, talks about the powerful therapeutic effects gained through the use of the audio series, The Science of Controlling Negative Emotions.
What I find is that people begin to accelerate in their level of personal growth. They begin to solve their problems on their own. In effect, they become their own therapist. And this, of course, is the goal of all good therapy, is that the person loses their dependence on the therapist and becomes able to understand themselves and begins to cope with the problem more effectively.
Call the FHU Stress Hotline at 1-800-877-3227 right now. For only $29.95 postpaid, you will receive three audio cassettes that will change your life. Call toll-free 1-800-877-3227 and order The Science of Controlling Negative Emotions. Visit our website at www.fhu.com.
An ancient inner voice calls to each of us from deep within. From the silence it whispers, then waits for the slightest recognition. It's the liberating voice of conscience attempting to retrieve us from captivity. Everyone wants freedom, but real freedom requires us to be still and know the truth. Are you ready for freedom? Then visit the Foundation of Human Understanding on the World Wide Web at www.fhu.com. Our cyber connection is an emotional oasis in a vast desert of intellectualism. At www.fhu.com, you can download feature articles from our newsletter, preview our books and audio materials, listen to over 30 in-depth discussions from our syndicated radio show, listen to the observation concentration exercise that will change your way of dealing with stress, and purchase materials from our interactive online catalog. To change your future, visit www.fhu.com today.
Yes, this program is completely unsponsorable. You know that. The way I say things about both sides, about everything. I say what, well, talk show hosts speak about, you know, vent what people think and give them some kind of catharsis. And, you know, relief that they're not crazy. But I speak about the things that you know deep in your heart and will never say. And that's very painful. And it's not sponsorable. So I take a great risk. I've been doing it for 47 years, and so far so good. Well, not so good, because I need support. This country is in a crisis, and many people don't even know that it's in a crisis. And if they do know, they're all frustrated about the poison advancing through our culture and our children. And not only within, the enemy within, but the enemy without too. But I know how to deal with this. I can teach you to deal with this. And I will be confronting the adversary myself pretty soon. I see it coming. They're not going to let me sit here and say all the things that I say about them out there. And well, you know who I talk about if you listen, you regularly listen to the program. So my time's coming, but I'm going to show you how it's done. 866-8883. That's the number to call the program, 10 to midnight West Coast time. And my office is 866 Radio Roy. And my website, you should go there and get a free download of the CD that will help you overcome your problems. Free. My life's work. In an hour CD. You only need a half an hour of it to get going, to see the difference in your life. Okay, we'll be right back. I don't hear the music in the background, but David, with a divorce in Arizona. Hello, David. What can I do for you?
Hi, Roy. Thanks so much for the call, taking my call. First of all, I think you're the smartest man in the world on the human mind. You're just amazing.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Just kidding.
Called you. This is probably going to be, this might be my most important 10 minutes of my life.
All right, so go ahead.
Well, I called you 8 months ago, and I told you I married a foreign girl, and she promised she come from a third world country, and I gave her everything, and she promised me 2 kids, and our relationship wasn't too good because I didn't treat her like an equal because I'm an American, and you know what I'm saying.
But I know what you're saying, but I don't like what I'm hearing, but go ahead.
I know. I'm so disappointed in myself, and I heard you talking to the last caller about...
Oh, you thought you could use her because you brought her over and you married her, you thought of her as a second-class citizen, that more like a thing of pleasure.
Yes, and I gave her an operation, and that didn't help her out or me out because that changed her...
I had an operation. What, did you change the sex or something? What you gave her? It sounds like you gave her an operation as a gift.
Well, I'm talking about chest.
You gave her a bust expansion.
Yes.
And was that for her or for yourself?
It was for me.
Well, isn't it silly?
Yeah, I know. And anyway, to get to the...
Why didn't you get a pair of rubber ones or something and then saves you a lot of money?
I mean, she was this sweet, innocent girl when I met her, and then when she came over here and got
and you
job,
and you messed with her and you turned her into whatever.
An American girl that with so much confidence, she thinks she's Miss Universe. Anyway, to get to the thing is, we got the most beautiful child. I don't believe in a baby.
Oh dear! Oh dear! Oh dear! Now it's getting complicated.
Sorry, Roy. So I put so much pressure on her to have another baby, and you told me 8 months ago to drop it and let it go. Well, I did do that, but I continue to do stupid things,
Well, yeah, but then what use am I then if you don't listen?
Well, I listened to you on not talking about the baby, but I got your
CD. But you can't listen to, look, if you're going to listen to me, it's a whole thing.
I know that, but
it's not just little bits and pieces and taking my advice, in bits and pieces. It's a whole lifestyle.
I know.
It begins by learning to be unselfish. Learning to have a higher purpose than you, your need to gratify the greater purpose, which is then yourself.
Yes, but that doesn't come in a day or two. That takes time.
No, it doesn't take time. It takes... It comes in a twinkling of an eye. The understanding.
I didn't start your meditation, and I didn't start listening to your books and tapes on marriage and women and men and all that.
No, it wouldn't take that at all. It isn't. See, mine is not a study. You don't need all those books. You don't need all my tapes. You only need about 30 seconds with me to tell you what's wrong. And I can do it in 30 seconds, you see, but I don't know if I can do it with you because you're a bit dense.
Well, here's my main problem. Right before...
The main problem is you're dense.
What do you mean?
Main problem is you're selfish, and you're thick, and I cannot penetrate through...
I keep on going back to what I gave her, but here's
you gave her nothing. You only gave out of guilt and manipulation, hoping that she'd appreciate you and to relieve your pain of your misuse. And then it only created bigger pain.
Right.
You can't make up with money where you failed to love.
Yes. But
you didn't love this woman. You didn't love her, and that's all there is. You brought her over as an object of pleasure. I hear it, the way you talked about the late American women, which is perfectly true. But here's a woman you could
meet. She filed for divorce right before Christmas.
If you don't mind, I can't converse with you anymore because I can talk to you, and will understand me better. I must go. Forgive me for being rude, but... You're just one big mess up, and I feel sad for the young lady you're married to and the child. There's not much of a future there, is it, unless they're very strong. Maybe they better call me. All right, we're going to go to another call, 866-8883, 10 to midnight West Coast time. I have sometimes Mexican peasants pardon me, I'm not saying that in a demeaning way, but people who have a simple life and broken, and they come across the border, they could barely speak English, and they catch my radio program and go, oh, Mr. Master, I got it. And they get it. They don't need me. They don't need to buy anything from me. Because I'm giving it to you all the time. I'm showing you what it is. In every conversation, there's a few sentences which contain all of the information you'll ever need forever. If you get it. Because I say the same thing every day. So every time you call me with a symptom, I back engineer it. I end up saying something and nobody hears it. And while the people are listening to the program, I've just said it to the last person, and the next person's got the same problem, and they never heard me say the same thing. They think that everybody thinks their problem's different. No, it's not true, because you're all egos. Why does this happen to me? Who the hell do you think you are to me? It's all, you all got the same problem, the same reason for divorce, the same reason for cancer. The same reason for violence and going to jail. Same reason for letting your wife boss you around, whatever. All the same reasons, identical, and all one reason. All the troubles you have, and most of them, 80-90% of them, that's a pretty good percentage. You don't need a doctor, you don't need a psychiatrist, you don't even need a medicine, you just need to be true to yourself. It's the lack of courage, the need for love, the need for security, the need for safety, all because you don't love what's right first. Which is all of that. And then you have life. Then you have life beyond this one. And that way you can have courage and not be afraid to die. But all of you only have this life. No wonder you're afraid to die. And no wonder you're always, you know, sniveling little weaklings, living in fear and anxiety, taking pills and drugs and alcohol and listening to music and distracting yourself with sensual pleasures, you know, because each one can only last a few moments, but it feels like forever. You know what I mean? And then forever goes away and leaves you, you know. Well, anyway, we'll take our calls. 866-8883. It's an 800 number, 866-8883. 10 to midnight, West Coast time, my office hours. And you can call the Office of the Foundation, 866 Radio Roy, and the website is fhu.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. Jim in Missouri, hello. Jim, what can I do for you?
Well, first off, I'd like to thank you for all of mankind for what you're doing here on the radio.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
You know, I have a very simple belief system, and it leaves me almost empty, however.
Yes.
I believe a million years ago I asked God for a bigger house. He sent me down here to perform tests. It's with that belief, however, I can't ask God for help with my test.
Your guest?
My test?
Oh, your chest. What's wrong with your chest?
Oh, well, I hope nothing.
Well, I'm not quite sure I get the drift of this.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just removed my headset. I'm hoping now that you're better able to hear me.
Okay.
I have a simple belief system, and it just leaves me not able to pray.
Not able to what?
Pray.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry. Take another call.
Okay.
I can't hear him.
Okay. Is this any better?
You're not able to pray. Okay, I got that.
Okay, I'm not able to pray because of my belief system. I believe I was put here for a purpose, a test.
Yeah, but if you're put here for a purpose, you don't have to worry. It'll act itself out by itself. Do you believe that? See, I'm here for a purpose. So 80 years later, almost 80 years later, I've lived it. And I never had to make any decisions at all, except because everything was obvious. It's either left or right, you know, go straight, or, you know, it's either right or wrong. It's all nice and clear. I don't have to figure it out. It's just obvious. Line drawn in the sand, You know, you either step across and have a good fight, or you step back and say, no, thank you.
Doesn't that leave you smiling?
Yes, it does.
It leaves
because I've gone through the world, and the world hasn't gone through me.
I see. You know, things become mundane on a daily basis.
But not if you have purpose. Because even sweeping the floors, you can have a song in your heart, and people will actually stand around, and if you sweep the floors as a janitor, which I'm not saying it's the lowest job, but I'm saying it's a job. But if you sweep the floors and do that kind of work, and you do it with a song in your heart, people will stop and watch you and wonder how you do it. It's so they're fascinated by it. I have a gardener. I guess the word gardener is really not a noble enough word for this man. But he works. We have a big family, so he's kept busy with all working for the whole family. So he's independent, and he doesn't work for any one of us, but he works for all of us. You know, meaning whoever has a need, which there's so many of us, he's always doing something. So he's preoccupied with us. But there's something about him. It's strong and noble and happy and independent, and he always does what he says and more so. And I feel like he's a friend. And it's just beautiful to watch him because he's magic. He likes what he does, and he does what he likes, and he likes what he does. And he's just one neat guy. And he's happy.
Hmm.
And one of the main reasons, he isn't married. So I'm just kidding with you. But the thing is, that's the truth. And so it's a song. The song in your heart. It's all by itself. You don't have to look for a purpose. If you know there's life has a purpose, and you really know that, that should be a contentment all by itself. You won't be lonely. You won't be unhappy. You won't be seduced by anything. One of the evidence is it that you nothing can upset you, and you have no hate towards any person. No matter what they do. That's the evidence of it. I suggest you go to my website and get the CD and discover that. Activate. All you have to do is activate what's already there. And I have found the way. I'm not the way, but I'm the way to it. Because since the priestcraft has blocked it. We'll be right back. Well, bless my soul. I do enjoy my callers, and sometimes I can't hear them, but I do the best I can, and sometimes I can't help people. And sometimes I just have to sort of just give a few words of value and go on. Not that it does a whole lot of good, but sometimes it does. I'm yet today to meet a person that I can talk right to the core of their self. There's always a tendency for people to want something from me, the great one, you see, and I can't give you what you're looking for, but I can show you where it is, and if you believe me, you'll look inside the way I tell you, and you'll find contentment. You know, whether things go bad for you or good for you, you're not affected either way. You just have a continuum of happiness, which is not feeling happy, because when you're healthy. A healthy person really doesn't feel healthy. But a person who feels healthy is an unhealthy person who feels healthy through feelings, whatever he does to feel. Well, that's an illusion. And bravery and courageousness and unselfishness is also an illusion if you feel unselfish. And if you feel love for somebody, it isn't love. None of these are real. They're all illusions of facsimiles of what they are. That's how you can be deceived. So if you want clarity, it's a very unpleasant experience to begin with, because it's like dying. The old self starts to die. And if you want to check that out, go to my website, fhu.com, and go to the main page, Be Still and Know, and download it, make a CD out of it, and put it on your podcast or whatever it is, and quietly sit in your car at lunchtime and get quiet. And watch how everything clears up and everything has bright colors. And you see the flowers, you smell the coffee, and you're not wrapped up in your problems anymore, and your diseases go away. It's so simple. Ah, well, here we are. The phone number to call my office is 866-RADIO-ROY. 866-RADIO-ROY, and the website is fhu.com. This is program number 4672. We'll be right back. I mean, who's the next caller? Hello, who's the next? George. Hello, George. We are George in Indiana. Hello, George.
Yes, how you doing today? Always
fine.
Enjoy your program.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, what can I do for you?
Yes, I experienced, you know, a loss right in my life. My wife. It's been over 6 years.
Oh, I see.
And I've met some pretty decent women. I mean, intelligent, you know, everything, you know, everything's in place. But when I get close, I move away. I feel trapped for some reason.
Did you really love your wife?
Yes.
Or did you really need her?
Well, I guess it could be a combination of both. Because
well, I'm not so sure, because I think, let me put it this way. I don't need anybody psychologically.
Okay.
But I need people to love. See, I need, in other words, my need is not to be loved. My need is to have people, a wife to love, children to love. And I do not look for any love from them. And if I don't have need, I don't have an attachment, and they don't have an if they sense I have an attachment, they have an obligation to love me, according to the message in the attachment, in the emotional attachment. There's a message in my need. It shows that I'm weak for them, and so that's not healthy. No, I have to love from a place within myself that is endless. God is love, and His love is endless, and you can't give it away. So therefore, I move and have my being with that in my heart, like an endless song, and the children and my wife and people who know me know that about me, and my audience does too, because it isn't really me that loves. I'm just the agent of love. So therefore, if you love me, you're really loving God, not because I'm God, but if you love the good in me, then in a roundabout way, you're welcoming God in yourself. It's true if you love evil, you welcome it in yourself, deep, in a roundabout way, inside. And so what I'm trying to tell you in a roundabout way, or directly, both, is that you were too bonded to this wife and didn't have the love you thought you had. You can't let her go. You put her too high up on a pedestal and revolved your life around her. And there's a terrible need and an anger there's possibly an anger towards God for taking her away. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So therefore you made her a god. And of course, though you make her someone a god, you're a god maker, greater than the God you made. So you don't have someone now to tell you how well pleased they are with you for their election, see? So it's a very dangerous game that every human being plays on earth and always ends in disappointment, unhappiness, loneliness, and anger. You see, because people aren't, a human being can't play the role that you want them to play. It means you haven't found God and you made someone into one and you've got a temporary happiness because you're distracted from the pain of your lack of proper fulfillment. In other words, you're nurturing your own selfishness with your appointee. You know, your helpmate, which is really a playmate. Now, you had a wrong relationship to begin with, because otherwise you wouldn't end up being angry at God, because it's your fault. You have a fault within you that needs a re-examination. Are you understanding me, George?
Yes, I am.
I think you do. I think you're an intelligent man. I heard it in the very beginning. So can you let her go now? Because if she's a good woman, I'm sure she was a good woman, but you didn't relate to her properly. And it happens with me. People don't relate to me. They put me on a pedestal and they never get well because they make me a god and I'm not God. Therefore, they get disappointed because they can't help them. They actually sabotage themselves. So if you can let her go now and go on with your life, and you don't have to be married again, why don't you enjoy your life? How old are you?
54.
Well, you know, well, go on with your life. You know, I'm married, but I'm not married. You see, even the good book says your man should be married. Paul said he should be as if he weren't not married, meaning you just go on with your life and you treat your wife as your daughter. And you don't look for the pleasure from her much longer. As you get older, you should have less need. Psychologically, you should become stronger and stronger, having learned the lesson of need, which is bondage. Bonding is bondage, always, never anything else. You have to let love separate you from that and makes you independent, and a woman will love your independence and join you there. I mean, when she sees that the God of your independence, she's found it in herself, and she's also free. And then you both love the good in each other. And that's very simple to understand. George, thank you for calling. I hope that's helpful. And go to the website and get the CD, and that will help you through your difficulty. This is program number 4672, and copies of this program are available, actually 40 of them, 40 hours every month, if you want them. We'll be right back.
Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology, talks about the powerful therapeutic effects gained through the use of the audio series Fatal Emotions, Parts 1 and 2.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Call the FHU hotline at 1-800-877-3227 right now for only $29.95. You will receive 3 audio cassettes that will change your life. Call toll-free 1-800-877-3227 and order Fatal Emotions, Parts 1 and 2. Visit our website at www.fhu.com.
Cruel people have power, and they get their energy from you through the way you respond to them. Hypocrites have the same wickedness, operating through a deceptive shield of phony goodness. It too gets inside you by the way you react to them. Your life is in danger from people, some of them members of your own family, who chip away, harp, nag, aggravate the life out of you until you feel like killing them or yourself. But you can't fight them with anger, because they use your resentment to drive you crazy, to make you conform, to make you feel guilty, to bring out the worst in you or terrify you into not facing them and their kind. But take heart. There's not a single problem in the world you can't solve if you'll only learn to stop being resentful. Set your browser to www.fhu.com, fhu.com, and get some answers.